Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Second hour of this Tuesday edition, the 25th day of April, 2006, Alfred W. McCoy. He's the author of The Politics of Heroin, a classic book. He's got a new book out on terrorism. He's a noted historian and current professor of history in the Center for Southeast Asian Studies at the University of Wisconsin-Madison. And he'll be joining us. He's a PhD in Southeastern Asian history from Yale University as well. His research includes the Philippines history and the Golden Triangle, drug trade of opium and heroin, and how our government brings it in. And he'll be joining us coming up again in the second hour. There have been some really scary new developments with the gun grabber in chief, the phony conservative George W. Bush, and Larry Pratt, executive director of Gun Owners of America, who joins us every few months for the legislative update. And boy, there's some scary stuff now. Will be joining us in the third hour and also taking your phone calls. I will take calls in this first hour, but I've gotten better at this. I'm moving to you quick. I'm moving on to the next caller quick. That way all of you get to get on, or at least more of you, and we don't get bogged down with a caller for 5 or 10 minutes. So just be ready for that. Be ready for me to move to your calls quickly and to move through them quickly. The toll-free number, any news item, any story, any issue, any question, any comment, you disagree with me, you agree with me, whatever, 1-800-259-9231. By the way, if you disagree with me, you go to the head of the line. That's always been the rule. And so many times I'm taking calls, and we get to a caller who's been holding for 30 minutes, and it turns out that they disagree. You need to tell the folks that answer the phones, we don't screen calls, we ask what your first name is and where you're calling from occasionally, how you're listening, but you do need to tell the person answering the phone that you disagree if you do. And of course, most of the people that disagree really don't disagree, they just say that to go to the head of the line, and that's a little bit irritating, but c'est la vie, so is life, 1-800-259-9231. Bush is ordering a probe of gas prices exploding. This is the equivalent of the head weasel, the top weasel, conferring with the foxes to find out who's killing hens every night in the chicken coop. This is so ridiculous. So we'll go into some of the politics of oil and go through what's really happening. Also, it's in the Jerusalem Post today, top White House post, go to Jews. And anytime you have individuals who have dual citizenship or dual loyalties, I don't care if they were German or Chinese or Russian, we need to look at this. And there is an obsession with it in the alternative media, and I guess you're going to have an obsession with it because it's never really talked about in the mainstream media. But here it is in the Jerusalem Post that not a minority, but a majority of Bush's staff, his cabinet, the Defense Department, are Israelis. In fact, they're not even really Americans. And that's why I have a big problem with it. I mean, if Bush's entire cabinet or his entire staff, you know, 80% of it, say, that's what the numbers are, were black, I'd say, why is everybody black? Or if everybody was white, you'd say, why is everybody white? I don't really understand why Bush, I really do understand. This is the Foreign Intelligence Agency, known as Mossad, that basically is, I guess, blackmailing the White House, is what the evidence shows. They run security there, a foreign company does. So I will get into this today. It has to be discussed, and we will talk about it. Very, very serious. So, boy, I'm touching the zeitgeist on that one, but we'll get into it. And we'll let you talk about it, too, whatever you have to say about the issue, 1-800-259-9231. The websites are jonesreport.com, infowars.net, prisonplanet.tv. There is a secret that holds the world's destiny in its grasp. Hello, my friends. Alex Jones here. Learn that secret with my new film, Martial Law, 9/11 Rise of the Police State. Martial Law plumbs the depths of the New World Order's ideology, their philosophy. Out of the ashes of the September 11th tragedy, a dark empire of war and tyranny has risen. The Constitution has been shredded, and America is now a police state. This film exposes not just who was behind the 9/11 attacks, but the roots and history of its orchestrators. Martial Law is a blazing spotlight piercing the electronic Berlin Wall of controlled corporate media. Plumb the depths of the elite's minds, their ideology, their driving philosophy, and uncover the power-mad cult of death that is sworn to turn the Earth into a prison planet. Discover the documented truth for yourself before it's too late. Call toll-free to get a copy of Martial Law. 1-888-253-3139. Or visit InfoWars.com and the secure shopping cart. That's InfoWars.com or 888-253-3139. Or watch the film right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv. Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing Prudent Places USA, an interactive CD book that is your premier resource for hard-to-find information. Find out about everything from job migration to evacuation information, such as major bridges in disrepair and FEMA evacuation time studies for coastal cities. Zero in on man-made disaster zones, environmental areas of concern, and natural disaster zones. Find out everything from where to get water in an emergency to geographic income levels. Housing prices, complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., full-color photographs, 550 high-resolution full-color maps, and detailed information and analysis that you need. Order Prudent Places USA now for only $29, plus shipping, by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. And tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438, or order online at BerkeyWater.com.
Gee, honey, those new sandals look great on you.
And look, they show off my new toenails, too.
New toenails? Well, what happened to the old ones?
Well, they're not really new, just clear and healthy looking. Remember how embarrassed I was? They were so discolored, really awful looking.
Well, they sure look clear now. Gosh, I wish I could wear sandals again. My toenails are a disaster. Look, this one looks white, and that one's thick and yellow.
Well, here's my secret. Non-X Nail Gel. It clears out yellowing keratin debris, the source of nail discoloration.
Ah, so that's it. I've got ugly keratin debris buildup under my nails.
And Nonex Nail Gel gets rid of it. Now, you'll need to use it every day, but clear nails are worth it.
You bet. You know, when we go to the beach this summer, my toenails are going to look just as good as yours do.
Thanks to Nonex Nail Gel.
Nonex Nail Gel. For clear, healthy-looking nails. Now at Walgreens, Rite Aid, Eckerd, Brooks, Longs, Duane Reade, and Walmart. In the foot care section.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, President Bush is ordering a probe into gas prices. Oh, I'm sure he'll get to the bottom of it and find himself and his daddy and Dick Cheney and many others at the bottom of it. So we'll be covering that. We do have the professor, the author of The Politics of Heroin, Alfred W. McCoy, joining us in the second hour. A big Second Amendment update, legislative update, some really important stuff, and some scary legislation and regulations moving through the House and Senate. Larry Pratt joining us in the third hour. We're going to have open phones today as well, so everybody stay right there. Already got a full boatload of calls here. Bart, Alex, George, Mark, Leslie, and many others. But when the communist Chinese in the late 90s took over the Panama Canal, took over Long Beach Naval Base, they've now taken over security in the Bahamas with the nuclear scanners, the U.S. port authorities and customs aren't even allowed to intervene. I criticize it. China has over 5,000 front companies in the U.S. They've got spies in so many of our national security infrastructure. We're totally sold out, and so I cover that. I've also documented how MI5 and MI6 have thoroughly infiltrated our government, even founded our own CIA, and how we're being sold out and controlled. We cover how the Los Reconquistas are being funded by our own government, and how Bush and Fox hired a fancy PR firm just 4 months ago to stage the 4 weeks of demonstrations by illegal aliens you've seen in their uniforms of white shirts and Mexican flags. And so the continual subdividing and sellout and looting of America as the happy hunting ground for organized crime is ongoing. And now I'm going to address Israel, and then I'm going to go to your calls. You know, I get criticized by the Israeli lobby. I've been attacked by the ADL for absolutely no reason. They even misquote me. They had a couple years ago a big border report about border vigilantes. And they've actually changed some of the articles since I threatened to sue them and sent a registered letter from my lawyer to them, who just so happens to be Jewish, where they misquoted me saying, all Mexicans are evil, they come from an evil culture. No, I went back to the actual recording and sent them a link to that as well, where I said the Aztec culture is evil just as the Nazi culture is evil, and all cultures are not equal, and there are evil cultures and evil leadership that do evil things. And so they took out of context what I was saying. And I then talked about the government perhaps being involved in blowing up the space shuttle a few years ago. A lot of evidence of that. And then they tried to claim I said Israel did it, which I didn't say. So, again, I have the ADL attacking me. And then, meanwhile, I have all the white supremacist scum and all of that ilk and the government COINTELPRO people going, Alex won't talk about Israel. Alex is afraid to talk about Israel. Alex doesn't hate Jews, so he's bad. Well, I'm sorry, but almost every Jew I know hates what Israel's doing, hates the New World Order, knows that it's a very small criminal group in control of Israel. This is the best way to explain it. In America, the Italian mafia in the United States in the last 100 years was never the biggest mafia. But the WASP mob, the German, the English, the Irish mafia, who were teamed up together when the Italian mob started getting really powerful in the 40s and 50s, they got together and began a national demonization campaign against La Cosa Nostra to try to knock them back down to size, put them back in their, quote, place. And so you never really hear about the WASP mob, and that's the biggest mafia, and I've studied this. Then you've got the second biggest mafia in America, and that's the Jewish mafia. And then under them, you had the Italian mob, and then after those guys, you had the Greek mob, and now they've been replaced with the Asian and the Mexican mafia and Los Zetas. If you look at the mafias today, it's the WASP mob, the Jewish mob, and then you get into the Latin American gangsters. The Italian mafia has really been basically destroyed. And then after that, you've got some of the Asian mafias. So I'm against organized crime. And so do we have Israeli double agents penetrating and controlling the Pentagon, the White House? Are they now the most powerful foreign intelligence agency blackmailing and manipulating our internal politics? They weren't 10 years ago. They are now. It's always been the British. But basically the British and the U.S. have merged completely. And so now using blackmail, using murder, using payoffs, Israel, to a certain extent, is in a symbiotic relationship and controlling many aspects of our foreign policy and our domestic policy. And it's very, very scary. And so I will criticize Israel for that. And Israel is run by organized crime syndicates. Israel, admittedly, is the biggest importer into Europe, the Israeli government, of heroin. They are admittedly the biggest importer into the Western world of ecstasy. They are admittedly the biggest importer now of many other synthetic drugs. They are admittedly number two in white slavery, Saudi Arabia being number one. And again, I'm not criticizing the people of Saudi Arabia. I'm criticizing their degenerate government and what the 5,000 princes plus and all the things they're doing. They admittedly traffic in mainly white Europeans. They go for a premium. Kidnap Serbs, Croats, Russians. It's 1.2 million a year being kidnapped, and that's the UN's own numbers. And Halliburton and DynCorp have been in the Chicago Tribune, Houston Chronicle, Associated Press involved in it as well. So, yes, Israel is as dirty as it gets, And it is just manifestly wicked. And we hear from the bought-off Christian so-called conservative lobby in America that if you say Israel does anything wrong, you're going to hell, that you're of the devil, that a sacrament isn't being born again and believing in Jesus Christ. To be a Christian, you must worship Israel and support whatever they do. That is not in my Bible. All the prophets came to criticize, and then they were Jewish, to criticize what Israel was doing and to tell them to get back on the straight and narrow. And then Israel was put into bondage, the Babylonians and many others, whenever they didn't follow God's design. So that's really what the Bible says. I know you don't read it. You just believe your preacher who's being flown, on his own private jet paid for by the Israeli military and is totally on the payroll. And our government and crime syndicates in this country use Israel as they use Switzerland, as they use the Bahamas, as they use other places as these offshore money laundering centers. And so that basically that's what's happening. But, again, most Israelis, most Jews, even most so-called Zionists are just led along by the nose by these crime syndicates. And why do I bring this up today? Here it is in the Jerusalem Post. Top White House post goes to Jews. After appointing Joshua Bolton to be the White House Chief of Staff, U.S. President George W. Bush nominated another Jewish staffer, Joel Kaplan, to serve as Bolton's deputy, putting him in charge of the daily policy planning. The fact that the White House policy is now in the hands of two Jews is not seen as significant by activists in the American Jewish community. He is simply appointing the best people for the job, said Nathan Dement, who heads the Washington office of the Orthodox Union, and other Jewish activists added that he wouldn't read too much into it. Bolton, who first served as the head of the Office of Management and Budget, was the first Jewish member of Bush's cabinet. Ever since Bush took office, there has been a custom of opening cabinet meetings with a brief prayer. And so, before his first cabinet meeting, Bolton's assistant contacted Dement and asked him for help in finding a Jewish prayer for the secretary, as well as being for the cabinet members. The Orthodox Union provided him with a text in English and in Hebrew, and Bolton read it aloud in the next cabinet meeting. Bolton and Kaplan will probably be the most prominent Jewish members of the Bush administration, but not the only ones. Apart from Bolton, there is another Jewish cabinet member, Homeland Security Secretary Michael Chertoff, and there's another Jewish senior staff members, including Deputy National Security Advisor Elliot Abrams and White House staffer Jay Lefkowitz. In the past year, several Jews who were holding senior posts in the administration have left, among them Secretary of Defense Paul Wolfowitz, who went to be World Bank head, Undersecretary of Defense Doug Feith, Vice President Dick Cheney's Chief of Staff Scooter Libby, and political advisor Ken Melman, who now has the Republican National Committee. And it goes on and on. Folks, when you have 25 neocons and 19 of them are dual citizen, hardcore right-wing Zionists, you got a problem. And when you have the so-called neocons being former Jewish Trotskyites, and they call themselves neocons, and then when General Zini criticizes their war plans, they go, oh, you're anti-Semitic. This has to be addressed. All this is a mafia. A mafia that is in the White House. America is open for business. We're like a vending machine. You come put your quarters in or your dollars in, and you pull the lever, and whatever you paid for comes out. And we have Chinese operatives all throughout the government, in the technology sector, in the war-making sector, is its dual loyalty. I wouldn't even say dual. It's Israeli agents. In other sectors, it just goes on and on and on. The Federal Reserve, a lot of them are dual loyalty Israelis. It's got to be addressed. I mean, and it's scary. But if we play into the hate mongers out there and start attacking Jews, this is exactly what the globalists want. And I've done some more research on this. They had the, quote, American Hitler, and it turned out it was all staged for 8 years, and he was really a Jewish individual posing to try to get a bunch of hate laws passed. We've caught rabbis during hate legislation in Idaho, staging, you know, with Jews dressed up in Nazi outfits, hailing Hitler. That's just like they caught a lot of black folks sending themselves hate letters and vandalizing their own buildings and churches. They just caught a bunch of Jewish youth burning a bunch of black churches. This is a program of control. A program of control. And we cannot be sucked into it. They all want us at each other's throats, and we've got to resist it.
Hey, folks, this is Ted Anderson. You've all heard me on the radio talking about the importance of investing in precious metals. I feel it's time for me to talk about the importance of investing in your health. I was presented with the opportunity to try Tri-Vibes from Tri-Vortex. I was a bit hesitant of the idea of absorbing vitamins by wearing them rather than ingesting them. After conducting one of the tests found at Trivortex.com, I was convinced that the product might actually work. I now wear my Tri-Vibes bands daily, and I'm feeling better than ever, not only physically, but also mentally. Tri-Vortex also offers amazingly beneficial and beautiful jewelry worn by the women around the office daily. Tri-Vortex is amazing. Don't take my word for it. Try Tri-Vortex yourself and have fun and learn with the test found on Tri-Vortex.com. That's Trivortex.com. Or call my friend Brian at 619-884-1455. That's 619-884-1455.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986, yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Introducing the most efficient gravity filter available. You know, if you were to throw 100 ball bearings at a magnet, most would bounce off. But if you placed them on the magnet, all would stick. The same principle applies in water filtration. Most filtration systems force water through the filter at 60 to 90 PSI, causing water molecules to race through the filter in less than a second. The Berkey Light is different. Water molecules take 5 to 10 minutes to pass through the torturous path of the self-sterilizing filters. This allows the proprietary media formulation to remove and reduce pathogenic bacteria, cysts, chemicals, herbicides, pesticides, organic solvents, foul taste, odors, heavy metals, and nitrates. It is so powerful it purifies raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds. Get the advanced Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a calm, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Your calls are coming up. Did you know that right up at 90% of the caller ID technology is run by one company that's openly Israeli-owned and run out of Israel? Incredible control over all the phone call records and billing. Did you know that a private company installed the security system in the White House and runs the phone system, and it's Israeli? I mean, look at it. Our port security, run by the communist Chinese in many areas. Our major highways from Indiana to Texas being taken over by the Spanish company Centra. We have now the majority of our water districts paid for by the American people locally, owned by a German and a Dutch company, respectively. This is globalism. Globalism is where the corporations get bigger than governments, come in and pay off governments, and then the corporations literally put their officers into government positions and begin funneling the public chest, the public tax money, the largesse, into their own coffers. And then they also give their officers political power, and they then sign over political power to private mercenary firms and private armies. It's happening systematically. In fact, the numbers I'm using are a year old. The new numbers are due out very soon. Forbes every year does a report on it, so do several other publications. Of the 100 biggest economies, you know I've talked about this a lot in the past, 44 of them aren't even governments, they're corporations. And that number is set to grow this year. So soon the majority of the biggest economies in the world won't be the United States, won't be California, won't be China. It'll be global corporations with their own intelligence agencies, their own security, their own mercenaries, running anything and everything with absolutely no oversight. You look at the revolving door of Big Pharma and the Food and Drug Administration, and you look at the big chemical plants and industry and the revolving door into the Environmental Protection Agency. You look at the revolving door, how Monsanto openly pays for the careers of almost all the federal judges that sit over the courts deciding on their products and genetically engineered modified foods and organisms. At every level, the checks and balances are being blocked. And Israel's manipulation and control over large sectors of our government and economy is really only a small part of the equation, and that's why I tend to try to focus on the big picture and cover every facet of it, not just obsessing on Israel. But I can certainly see how people do obsess on Israel. Some people obsess on China. They obsess on how much control the Arabs have over our economy, but never focusing on the Saxe-Coburg-Gothas, that is the British-German family that's also the same royal family. They're all interbred with the Dutch. And the Dutch are, what, the third biggest owners in this country. You never even hear about them. And so we're being taken over. And they come right in, these foreign companies, these foreign families, these foreign intelligence agencies. They come right in and they pay off our agents, our spies. They infiltrate to the highest levels. They use blackmail. And their number one job is to get control of the public coffers and direct those wealth into their hands and to write regulations that then go after any of their competition. That's one of the few things that's been holding back the Global Crime Syndicate, is that there is some infighting at the lower and mid levels of it. But at the top, they meet at the Bilderberg Group every year, 120 globalists, and only about 25 guests, and they set the course. Remember almost about a year ago after Bilderberg? What, 10 months ago? We had Jim Tucker on right when he got back, and he said, well, Henry Kissinger says oil is going to go to $100 a barrel by end of the next year. And he said he basically broke everything down that was going to happen, as he does every year. Daniel Estulon, been covering Bilderberg for 9 years, not the 27 like Tucker has, got the same intel from his sources inside the meeting. And there were several other predictions that were made, and they're all on track towards happening. How do these guys that are in the Bilderberg meeting set the agenda? Because they all represent different facets of the worldwide crime syndicate. They come together and they combine their forces through agreements to create this world government that the private corporations are going to control. So instead of having to pay off each government in hand, they will simply have to pay off each central government, and they will have total control. And that's what the illegal immigration is about. It's not so much about driving down wages, that's part of it. It's not even so much about getting us all fighting with each other, and that's part of it. The main stated goal of the Council on Foreign Relations that put out, a year ago, its border plan, is merging the U.S. and Canada to form the Pan-American Union, and then to begin to merge that bloc with Central and South America and the Caribbean nations. And it's happening. It's all happening right now. And the 25 million illegal aliens in this country are the political weapon the globalists can use to bully the American people into accepting this. We'll come back. Go to your calls. Stay with us.
We We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
According to the American Diabetes Association, more than 18 million people in the U.S. have diabetes. Most people with diabetes have risk factors such as obesity, high blood pressure, and cholesterol, which increase their risk for heart disease. For example, more than 65% of people with diabetes die from heart disease or stroke. Finding out you or your loved ones have diabetes can be scary. This is why, as your trusted online partner in health, we are committed to bringing you products that help you make informed decisions about your health. At researchherbs.com, you can learn more about GlucoCare, a highly effective and safe natural herbal supplement formulated specifically to help maintain optimal blood sugar levels. As with all products featured on researchherbs.com, GlucoCare is the result of several years of rigorous development and is backed by numerous clinical trials and experimental studies. Visit us online at researchherbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 to learn more. That's 1-800-845-3841.
Nuclear reactors provide economical energy, but would you be prepared during an accident? During nuclear disasters, great amounts of radioactive iodine are released into the atmosphere, which are then readily absorbed into the body. Medical Corps' potassium iodate gives you virtually complete protection from the most feared consequence of a nuclear accident, radioactive poisoning. Potassium iodate can protect against radioactive poisoning by filling the thyroid with good iodine. This shields the thyroid and prevents it from absorbing the harmful radioactive iodine. Potassium iodate is better than the iodide form because it is not as likely to cause upset stomachs in children, the elderly, the sick, and pets. Order the official potassium iodate for only $24 and save $5 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Call now and get free shipping. That's 888-803-4438.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications. With low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions, RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
See you, Bart, Alex, George, Mark, Leslie, many others. Toll-free number to join us, 1-800-259-9231. Bush is going to get to the bottom of these gas prices. He's launching a major investigation. Meanwhile, consumer confidence, highest in 4 years. If that's true, people really aren't informed. I'm not trying to be negative here. All the major economic indicators are not looking too bright. But people at first, when they start an inflationary spike printing a bunch of money, don't realize it historically until it's too late. I wish we could reverse this, but I really get tired of saying, see, I told you so. But we'll get into that after some calls. I wanted to tell the listeners briefly about America's Beginnings, Volume 1, The New Atlantis, an important new film I'm carrying and I'm really impressed with. Here's the trailer voiced by Dr. Stan Monteith.
You understand that America was founded by Christians as a Christian nation. However, there were always those people on the other side who wanted to use America, use our military power and our financial power to establish enlightened democracies throughout the world and restore lost Atlantis.
When our founders declared a new order of the ages, they were acting on an ancient hope that is meant to be fulfilled.
As America marches forward, spreading democracy throughout the globe, is she merely promoting freedom or fulfilling an ancient plan? Is she following a course planned for centuries by men who believe she is chosen for a secret destiny. To understand the present and possibly the future, we look into the past as we unfold the secret mysteries of America's beginnings. Can America be the new Atlantis?
Folks, it's excellent. It's really good. You need to have it. And it's part one of three volumes that are coming out in the next year and a half. You need to have it. We have it at InfoWars.com or PresentPlanet.com via the Safe Secure Online video and bookstore. Or you can call toll-free to get it, 1-888-253-3139. Again, get it at InfoWars.com or call toll-free, 888-253-3139. When you buy it for $24.95, you can get two of my films for only $14.95. When you spend $14.95 more, you get two more films. You get my new Order of Death that merges perfectly with this, covering Skull and Bones, The New Bohemian Grove, Inside Video, the Ku Klux Klan being connected into all of this, how it ties into higher-level Masons, how most Masons aren't informed on this. Such an important film, The Order of Death, and then the re-edited, updated Dark Secrets Inside Bohemian Grove, both of those on one DVD, and you get those for $14.95 when you buy it together with America's Beginnings, Secret Mysteries of America's Beginnings, available at InfoWars.com. Or go see The Order of Death and all my films online right now for 15 cents a day at PrisonPlanet.tv. Now, the news and your calls are coming up, but we like to get her on at least once a week for a few minutes, and that's Debbie Morrow, who just works the radio shows. They're the big national manufacturer, the national distributor of the British Berkey and the manufacturer of the, well, the distributor of the British Berkey, but they make the American Black Berkey, which we use here in the office. An amazing system. And instead of paying $300 for it when you buy it at the camping supply store or the health food store where you can find their products, the top of the line, you can get it for, what, about $100 off on average, what, $195 for one of their units, what, $249 for another unit. And they have the $25 sports bottles. So many things you need. Debbie, thanks for coming on with us.
Hi, Alex. Thank you very much for having me.
You bet. Just people need to call you. They need to get a free brochure. They need to stop drinking the poison water. Debbie, why should people stop drinking the water?
Well, you know, the reason people ought to stop drinking their tap water is because of the contaminants. They're not only secretly put into the water, but they're advertised that they're put into the water, and we all know that how bad they are for us, yet the local water industry and the governments like to make it sound good, you know, that a little bit of rat poison in your water is not going to hurt you, you know, a little bit of arsenic, a little bit of fluoride, and it's not even little bits, it's large amounts, and it's killing people off, you know. You hear about the little old lady who ate homegrown food her whole life but still died of stomach cancer. You know, why does that happen? You know, there's so many contaminants put into our water systems. Even people who are on rainwater are getting it from the air, you know, the contaminants from the contrails and all the different things that are in the air.
Well, the factories, you name it.
Yeah, so we really want to encourage people to take control of their own life and filter their water themselves before they drink their water so that they know they're getting the most perfect, you know, best possible source.
Well, Berkey is the best, and it's gravity-fed, the same thing that makes spring water so clean as it goes through the limestone. It's the same principle. And, Debbie, tell folks why the American Berkey is so good, the Black Berkey, and tell them how they get it.
Well, the new Black Berkey purification elements actually set a new standard in the water filter industry because they do take the contaminants out to a completely non-detectable level, instead of 99.99%, which used to be the industry standard. The new Black Berkey filter elements did set a new standard for purification. And they can get it by calling me toll-free at 1-888-803-4438. That's 1-888-803-4438. And if you called last week and got the machine and I haven't gotten back with you, please call me again. I did have a few days vacation last week, and So the call phones were tied up as Judy was taking the calls. So if I hadn't gotten back to you, please call me back again, and I'll be glad to take your orders.
And be sure and tell exactly, and be sure and tell folks you're getting an Alex Jones special, because you get huge discounts when you do that. You can also order off the Secure Safe shopping cart at InfoWars.com and get the free gifts, the sheltering in place DVDs or sports bottles, their filters themselves or other items. Just list what free item you want there, and it has a list of them. Or go to BerkeyWater.com and do that, BerkeyWater.com or InfoWars.com, or give Debbie a call at 888-803-4438. Debbie, we'll talk to you soon, and thanks for coming on with us.
Thank you. Take care.
You bet. And again, folks, they're the big national manufacturer of it, and then Jim just has Debbie. I mean, you get her personal attention. And so it's kind of down home when you call and order with her. That's why the phone's busy. Leave her name and number, or she'll call you back. Sometimes they get overwhelmed because they get so many calls. But Debbie just handles their radio interviews, and they've told me that we're about 80% of their radio interview orders. So I'm glad our listeners have taken action and are doing this. 888-803-4438. And tell them Alex Jones sent you. Okay, let's go right to your calls. Thank you for holding, listeners. Let's go ahead and talk to Bart in Texas. Bart, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex. I was calling because if you remember when that Bilderberg report came out last year, one of the statements that came out was going to be the coordinated attack against alternative media here in the U.S.
That's right. They said, and I got this from three separate, Tucker, Estelon, and one other person who got it directly from the staff and others. Again, this is real intelligence. It's proven to be very accurate, that they're very upset at the alternative media, the, quote, patriots in America. They want to shut down the web. They want to tax and restrict it. And now exactly what Tucker and Estelon said would happen is now happening. Go ahead.
Oh, exactly. And I mean, you know, one of the best examples of that, I think, is right now the national bills that are in front of the Congress to deal with public access. But those bills are actually mirrors of bills that have already been passed here in Texas. And that was what I wanted to ask you, Alex. Were you aware that under the new franchise agreements for public access in Texas, that whenever those franchise agreements come up, that the public access has no more funding capability?
Yeah, 2011.
San Antonio woke up this last summer, and their public access is gone, and Houston's going to lose its public access
already,
in 2008.
Already shut down. No, I hear you, and I appreciate the call. Yes, sir, I'm fully aware of. I think the attacks on the web dwarf the attacks on access television. If cities have the will to keep their access TV, then they'll still be there. And again, that gets off into the mechanics of Access TV when it was founded 34 years ago in Austin, Texas, and the laws that Congress passed. So, yes, I'm here in the birthplace of Access Television, and I'm deeply involved in all of it. I was at a seminar this weekend for 2 hours studying it, looking at the laws themselves and you know, how to fight it in the future. So, yes, I'm involved. And, yes, there is an attack on the alternative media across the board, and they didn't mind Access TV 5-10 years ago when nobody was using it. Now, coast to coast, people are airing Road to Tyranny and Masters of Terror and Martial Law and Loose Change Second Edition and In Plain Sight and Waco, the Rules of Engagement. I mean, I've been in hotel rooms in other cities and seen my films on. My father travels a lot. He's seen him in multiple towns, turns on the television in his hotel room, and there it is. So, yes, we've used the tool. Now they're trying to shut it down. But if you look at the viewers and of Access TV, it's millions and millions, but it's nothing compared to the power of the web, how we now have web TV and people watching Access Television, basically on the Internet. And the Internet now has more viewers and listeners and people going to it than the mainstream news and TV. So they're panicking, so they're coming in with regulations, taxes. So you're absolutely right, caller. Alex in Texas, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex. First, I really want to thank you for having your guest on yesterday. We really needed someone to represent exactly what what Falun Gong, Falun Dafa is all about, and that it's not a religion, and that it's very beneficial to anyone, and you can get their lessons on FalunDafa.com. But I had a quick question. You're speaking of people saying that you're light on Zionism or whatever. And there's someone named Daniel Bradford Smith, and he points to the fact that you're an honorary member of RFICC, which apparently says they're looking for a government of God on Earth. And so what I'm wondering is, why would anyone point to that as you being light on Zionism?
Well, number one, sir, I never signed on for that. I've had people ask me about that. It's some conservative Christian group that made me an honorary member. I can say Bill Clinton's an honorary member of PrisonPlanet.tv. I'm giving Bill Clinton a membership, and then they can go to Bill Clinton, I guess at a CFR meeting, and go, why are you working with Alex Jones? And Bill Clinton will say, I didn't know about that. So really, sir, I don't want to give shadowy individuals that just make stuff up any attention. Anymore.
Yeah, I'm sorry, but the way they presented it makes it look like you're actually on there. So could you legally get yourself off of there?
No, you know what? I don't care, sir. I appreciate the call. Listen, oil prices are now over $3 a gallon. There's depleted uranium in our atmosphere being picked up by British and U.S. detectors. The dollar has been devalued by 40%+. The new Fed chief says he's going to print money at an unlimited amount, and that they're now making that amount secret for the first time since the Federal Reserve Act in 1913, 90-something years ago. Okay? Look, there's a quick way for people to get attention. Attack the big dog on the block, and that's Alex Jones. And if I don't even really respond when Popular Mechanics attacks me, or Foreign Affairs attacks me, or American Legion attacks me, or The Washington Post attacks me. I mean, there have been a bunch of hit pieces on me I haven't even responded to concerning Charlie Sheen on 9/11. I mean, that would be a boring show if I sat up here and just responded all day. Listen, I'll respond for you again. I ought to just have a one-minute thing that plays at the start of each show. I am not a Scientologist. I don't know any Scientologists. There's a 50-something-year-old man with dark hair who works for Scientology named Alex Jones. I'm not him. I'm 32 years old. Okay? I'm not a billionaire industrialist from Canada. I'm not the head of the Shorenstein Center. I didn't win the Pulitzer Prize last week. I'm not Alex S. Jones. I've been accused of being him. 67 years old, I think. Every week I get mean emails going, you piece of filth, you work for the New York Times, and you have an NPR show, and you're the head of this bit. No, that's not me. If some website, and I have looked at it, it's like a Christian conservative group, saying they want God to come, Jesus to come, and they gave me an honorary membership, it's ridiculous. I don't even know who they are, they just gave me a membership. It doesn't matter. Look, folks, this is how COINTELPRO works, and I don't know, most people are just attacking me because they're egomaniacs, okay? Can you imagine people listening on AM and FM stations right now that have no idea what we're even talking about? They tune in here for news. They tune in here for information, and they don't get that sometimes. They just get to hear about egomaniacs that are trying to throw stones at the big boy on the block. You know, I'm here to bring other hosts on. I'm here to bring other people on. I'm here to bring on other perspectives. I'm here to uplift people in the Patriot or Truth movement. And I watch people. If they're not weirdo egomaniacs that attack everyone, I have them on this show and try to build them up. If they're snake-like vermin, I don't give them any attention. I mean, my job is not to send you to bad people, send you to bad places. This movement, about half of it, is just ninnying and backstabbing and freaking out and saying who your favorite is, and, you know, like we're baseball teams or something. We're fighting the New World Order. We're fighting global government. George, where are you calling us from?
Canada, Alex.
Welcome, sir.
Thank you. What a coincidence you started talking about the Bilderberg Group this morning. I'm reading a headline here on the UK Sun Online website, Mick beat George to sweet. Bush is just happening to be in continental Europe in June for an economic summit. He tried to book a 3,200-pound sterling suite at the Imperial Hotel in Vienna, Austria. And the
by the way, that's, I've been told by my sources that that's probably where it's going to be, is outside Vienna.
That's what I'm thinking, and what a coincidence that good old G-Dub is going to be in town, or, you know, a helicopter right away. What do you have to say about that?
Well, if a sitting president goes to Bilderberg, that'll be unprecedented. They normally go before their president and after their president. His father, of course, has been many times, and it sounds like a crime syndicate meeting to me.
Could it be that his Bilderberg masters are summoning him in to report on what he plans to do in Iran, and could easily slip away for a couple hours, you know, quick helicopter ride or...
Well, we know he was in Northern California the last 2 years during the Bohemian Grove, and there were weird, groups of Secret Service there. You know, by weird, I mean increased levels. So, yeah, it, I mean, certainly.
Yeah, these guys are criminals, Alex. I wish they were all in jail.
Well, they may go to jail someday. They're not invincible.
I sure hope so.
We
anyway,
have to...
that's my comment. That's what I wanted to add. And it, like I said, it really is a coincidence that Bush is going to be in continental Europe when the Bilderbergers are supposed to be meeting.
Well, it's funny you said Vienna, because that's, of the three places, that's where we believe they're going to be meeting is Austria. But they may change that last minute now. I mean, we learned a few days before now. In the past, we learned weeks before. They're very secretive. They try all sorts of tricks. They're also trying to find out who the moles are by leaking three different locations of three different people and then seeing if we find out.
Thanks, Alex. That's all I wanted to say. Just bring it up to you. Bring it to your attention.
Yeah, thank you. And so sometimes, folks, you'll learn why I don't come out with something I know, but now it's leaked and is out there. It already has, so I can mention it. You know, I knew this a month ago where they're supposedly going to have their meeting. Not 100%. They have two other places booked. But they got a place booked in Canada and a place booked in Scotland. But it looks like it's going to be a town outside Vienna. And so sometimes, you know, this is a war, folks. This is a war. All right, we'll come back, take some more calls from Mark and Leslie and others. Stay with us.
Hey, folks, Alex Jones here, and I'm very excited to announce the release of my bombshell documentary film, 911, The Road to Tyranny, on DVD. That's right, folks, DVD. The original film was 144 minutes long. The DVD version is 170 minutes. If you want to wake up your friends and families to the truth of what happened on September 11th, this is the film for you. The Road to Tyranny is already sending shockwaves through Washington and across the United States. You absolutely must see this DVD. It covers the history of government-sponsored terrorism, the police state and homeland security, the nightmare UN population control programs, the cashless society control grid, satellite tracking, implantable microchips, and much, much more. Bottom line, this film is waking people up. Order your copy on VHS or DVD today and man the guns of the InfoWar. Order right now by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or order online at InfoWars.com or InfoWars.net. Again, that number, 888-253-3139.
Do you know where the 78 potentially active volcanoes in U.S. are located? And do you know the locations of the top 300 prime terrorist targets? You can find these answers and more in the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA. With the more than 50 interactive parameters, you can pinpoint natural and man-made disaster areas, brewing environmental catastrophes, the safest cities, the best places for solar and wind energy, and much, much more. Complete with 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of 3,000 plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis to help you zero in on the best places to live, the ideal location for cabins and vacation homes, as well as safe and unsafe areas. Get Prudent Places USA for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 to order on the web or at BerkeyWater.com.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show. Because there's a war on for your mind.
We have Professor Alfred W. McCoy, author of The Politics of Heroin, now written a new book on torture, joining us in the next hour, but we'll continue with your calls in this segment and the next. Speaking of Bilderberg, he's been covering it for 27 years. It's Jim Tucker's Bilderberg Group Diary. You need to have it, put out by American Free Press, and we carry it on Infowars.com. Photos of the meetings, the people he's confronted, 27 years of infiltration. You need to have this book. Let's go ahead and talk to Mark in Texas. Mark, you're on the air.
Well, again, after your guest yesterday, I went into, I typed China International Transplantation Center into the Google, and up popped this multicolored advertisement. The homepage to this group starts, quote, organ providers can be found immediately. And if you click on the selection of volunteers, you'll see, quote, as for the kidney transplantation, it may take 1 week to find a suitable donor, the maximum time being 1 month. Now, of course, in this country, it takes a year or two for these things to become available. So
well, sir, the Chinese government has advertised they take them from executed people, and then now they're trying to spin it and deny it. And notice it says China International Organ Transplant Center has the building on the front, introduction to China's International Transplantation Center, and it has the nice little smiling nurses.
Yes, I was going to mention that.
Oh,
yes.
They're so friendly. And, again, it's admitted they're murdering political dissidents and taking their organs, and our president stands there on the stage with an just an open devil like he's a good guy.
Yeah, and what it looks like they've done is once they arrest these people, they blood type them immediately and put it in a database so they have it all ready to go when somebody comes along wanting their organs.
It's just, have you seen the science fiction movie The Island?
I believe so, years ago.
It's where they have people warehoused, and then the minute somebody, some rich person has a car wreck or gets sick, they just take them in, put them under, and take their organs.
Truth is stranger than fiction. It even has a price list. Kidney transplant, $62,000. Liver transplant, $98,000 to $130,000. Kidney, liver, pancreas, heart, cornea transplants. It goes on and on.
It would be just like going to the grocery store and them having, you know, humans hanging up on hooks.
It's incredible. Also, I live in Travis County, so I got my 2000 census test here, if you want to talk about that a second.
Yeah, how many questions does it have on it?
I got the short one. It only really wants you to know how many people live here, what their name and birth dates are, and then extensive questions on the race of the of the people. They
now, by the way, folks, notice now you don't get a census every 10 years. You get one every couple of years.
Right. This is the 2006 census test.
And we told people back in 2000 that it's now going to be a yearly census, and then they try to tell you by law you have to sign it. No, you do not have to fill that out.
Well, I'm not sure about that. The Houston judge that you mentioned, she reversed her decision.
Well, it doesn't matter, sir. They had one conviction, I think, back in 68 for someone giving false answers on one. It's called the Fifth Amendment. They can't make someone who's been caught with dead bodies in their basement answer questions under the Fifth Amendment, and they can't make you answer more than how many people live there. That's it. It's in the Constitution.
And I'm not going to, so.
I haven't, so do what you want. But, by the way, it's going to become a monthly census in 2010.
Okay. Well, thanks a lot. Goodbye.
And sir, you're the majority of people, but one in six households gets a 49-question census. I think it's one in 15 or so gets a multi-hundred question. What kind of guns do you have? What bank accounts? Exact stocks and bonds? When do you go to work in the morning? Oh, we're just supposed to answer the government's questions. This is interrogation.
Order a copy of this show for your friends and family at GCNLive.com. Or call 877-300-7645.